Welcome to Retro Rave. Breakbeat Rebuild with DJ-friendly structure in Ableton Live 12. This is an advanced drum and bass lesson, but we're putting vocals right in the center of the classic jungle mindset. Not as a long performance, but as an instrument. Short hooks, chopped phrases, call and response, and a dark texture layer that feels like it came off an old pirate radio tape, except it sits in a modern mix and works for DJs. Before we touch a single device, adopt the DJ first mindset. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. 4/4. And now, in arrangement view, I want you to drop locators so the whole tune is built on mixable phrases. Put one at bar 1 for the intro start, bar 17 for the intro switch, bar 33 for the build, bar 49 for drop 1, bar 81 for a break or variation, bar 97 for drop 2, and bar 129 for the outro. The reason we do this early is simple. If you write into 16 and 32 bar logic from the start, you don't have to fix your arrangement later. DJs will immediately understand your tune. And honestly, listeners do too, even if they can't explain why. Now let's hunt the break. Grab a classic, Amen, Think, Funky Drummer, anything with that recognizable movement. Drag it onto an audio track. Turn warp on. For breaks, we're aiming for punch, not smoothness, so start in beats warp mode. Set preserve to transients. Turn transient loop mode off, and set the envelope somewhere around 15 to 25. Lower tends to keep it sharper. Quick advanced move. If the break is messy and markers aren't lining up, you can temporarily switch to Complex Pro just long enough to get the warp markers behaving. Then switch straight back to beats mode for the actual sound. Complex modes can smear drum transients, and that smear is the fastest way to lose the break pipe that makes jungle feel alive. Once you've found the cleanest one or two bar chunk, consolidate it. That's your raw material. Now we rebuild it the Retro Rave way. Slice it. Right-click the consolidated clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients. One slice per transient. Live will create a drum rack with a sampler on every pad. Here's the mindset. We're not trying to recreate the original loop perfectly. We're using the original as a palette, and then we're composing a new groove that still speaks old school. Start by making a clean core loop. Create a two-bar MIDI clip. Find your kickish slices and place them on the downbeat of 1. And then decide whether your secondary kick wants to hit around the 2 end or the 3, depending on the break. Then find your snare-ish slices and lock them to 2 and 4. Keep it boring at first. Seriously, the excitement later comes from controlled mayhem, not from random chaos in bar 1. Now add the controlled mayhem. Duplicate the clip and start making variations. On bar 2, maybe add a quick little 1/16th snare rush right at the end, just a couple hits to pull you into the loop. Every 4 or 8 bars, do one special thing, a reverse slice, a tiny pitch drop slice, or a stutter. But keep the DJ readability in mind. You want the groove to be hype, but still countable, and shape the groove with velocity. This is where a lot of advanced producers accidentally flatten jungle into a loud rectangle. Ghost notes should live around 30 to 60 velocity. Main hits more like 90 to 120. That dynamic movement is the illusion of a real drummer, and it's also what makes the break feel fast without actually getting louder. Now tighten the slices that matter. Go into the drum rack. Open the sampler for your main kick and snare slices. Set sampler to one shot. Turn warp off inside sampler if you can. It's usually the punchiest option. Add a tiny fade in, like 0 to 2 milliseconds, just enough to avoid clicks. And micro-adjust the start point so the transient lands exactly where the grid wants it. This is unglamorous work, but it's the difference between sampled break and rebuilt break that hits. Next, modern drum layering. The break is your character. The one-shots are your weight and consistency. Create a second drum rack, or just add one-shots on audio tracks if that's your workflow. Pick a short, punchy kick that's focused in the 50 to 110 Hz region. Pick a snare that has body around 180 to 220, plus crack somewhere in the 3 to 6K range. The goal is that the break provides grit and motion in the mids, while the one-shots provide the reliable punch that modern systems love. Now group the break rack and your one-shot rack into a drum bus group. On that group, do a clean, practical processing chain. First, EQ 8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz, steep enough to remove junk you don't need. Then listen for boxiness and, if needed, do a tiny cut somewhere around 200 to 350. Don't carve because you read it somewhere. Carve because you hear a problem. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is not about smashing. It's about making the drums feel like one unit. then drum bus. Drive maybe 5 to 15%. Crunch only if you need it. Keep it subtle. Boom is optional, and honestly dangerous in drum and bass because that low-end real estate belongs to the bass line. If you use boom, do it with intention. Optional but powerful. Saturator with soft clip-on. 2 to 6 dB of drive and trim the output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. Now we enter the vocal zone, and this is the heart of the lesson. We're going to build three vocal rolls. Roll 1 is the hook phrase, something instantly recognizable, even if it's only a couple words. Roll 2 is vocal chop percussion, basically a drum kit made of syllables. Roll 3 is an atmosphere layer, a creepy texture that lives behind the drums and makes the tune feel haunted. Pick your vocal. Short phrases win. All crew, rush the sound. Come again, whatever fits your vibe. If you have a long vocal, don't force it. Extract the hook. One great bar is better than 8 messy bars. Warping vocals properly matters. If the vocal is rhythmic, go to beats mode. Preserve transients. Envelope around 10 to 20. If it's sustained, switch to complex pro. You can play with formants, maybe 0 to plus 20 depending on the voice and the aesthetic. Envelope around 80 to 120 can reduce some weird artifacts, but use your ears. The rule is, don't overwarp a vocal just to make it perfect. In rave music, a tiny bit of grit can be the charm. Just keep it in time. Now create vocal chops. Right-click the vocal and slice it to a new MIDI track. Slice by transient, or by eighth notes if it's super consistent. In the new drum rack, go to keypads and turn warp on and simpler if you plan to pitch and still want tight timing. Add a low-pass filter, LP24, somewhere around 8 to 12k to tame harshness. Shorten the amp envelope decay so the chops behave like stabs. Here's an extra coach move that saves you later. Pre-commit a vocal key early. Put a tuner on your hook track. Find the strongest note the vocal implies. Then make a decision. Either tune your chop kit by adjusting simple transpose on the keypads, or tune your bass and musical content around the vocal. This prevents that weird advanced problem where the drums are slamming, but the vocal feels like it's from another song. Now place the hook in a DJ-friendly way. Tease it in the last 8 bars of the build. Then make a statement in the first 16 bars of the drop. After that, move into call and response for bars 17 to 32. This is how you keep identity without filling every bar with vocal content. Let's build a solid hook chain. On the hook vocal track, start with EQ8. High pass around 90 to 140 Hz. If it's harsh, a gentle dip around 2 to 4K can help. Then a compressor, ratio about 3 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so you don't kill the transient. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds, and aim for 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Then saturator, 2 to 8 dB drive, soft clip-on. Again, level match your output. For space, prefer sends. Put hybrid reverb on a return. Plate or hall, pre-delay 20 to 40 milliseconds, so the dry vocal stays up front, decay around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds depending on your tempo feel, and high cut it somewhere in the 6 to 10K range to keep it dark. Add delay on another return, maybe an eighth note or a dotted quarter, feedback 15 to 35%, and filter it darker, low pass around 4 to 7K. And now the pro habit. Automate the send amounts. More reverb and delay in the build. Less at the drop. Big verb is sick for tension, but it can blur snares the moment you need maximum impact. Let's talk about vocals as DJ cues, because this is an arrangement superpower. Build 2 to 4 instantly readable vocal events, a 1-beat shout as a pickup, a 2-beat hook stab that stamps the downbeat, a 1-bar phrase that feels like the tune's identity, and a reverb-only tail that acts like a transition marker. When you do this, the vocal isn't just singing, it's marking structure. Now structure the track like a DJ tool. Intro. 32 bars. Bars 1 to 16 should be mix-friendly. Hats, ride, light break ghosts, maybe the filtered vocal texture, but no full bass line yet. Keep the low mids clean so it blends with whatever track is currently playing. Bars 17 to 32, introduce the main break plus your kick and snare layers. Tease the hook vocal once, one or two hits, not the full phrase. This is the hey DJ, the drop's coming soon signal without stealing space. Build, 16 bars. Start increasing tension. Automate an auto filter on a break layer, low pass opening over time. Automate reverb sends up in the last 4 bars. Add a classic jungle trick, a snare roll feeling like it accelerates from 1/16 into a tighter burst in the final 2 bars. And for maximum drop impact, consider the half bar before drop trick. Sweep a high pass to kill lows. Throw a big reverb tail on the vocal, and then hard reset to dry and full at the drop. Drop 1. 32 bars. This is your main statement. TWAP break variations every 8 bars so the ear doesn't fatigue. Use vocal call and response. Hook phrase in bars 1 to 4. Chops answering in bars 5 to 8, and repeat with changes. One discipline rule that keeps you sounding pro. Pick one vocal job per 8 bars. 8 bars of hook, then 8 of chops, then 8 of atmosphere, then 8 of hook return. It keeps the drop powerful without turning into a constant vocal soup. Breakdown or switch, 16 bars. Trip it down to vocal atmosphere. Filtered break, maybe a single sub hit or a bass stab if you want. The point is contrast, but keep continuity so it's still mixable. Drop 2, 32 bars. Make it heavier, more fills, darker processing, maybe a different vocal print. Outro, 32 bars. Remove the hook, simplify drums, keep a steady beat so DJs can mix out clean. End with hats and minimal break ghosts. Make it usable. Now we handle clarity, because vocals plus breaks can get crowded fast.